The Chaperone by Anna BTG.
Forget about it.
But Dad...
I said no.
This is completely unfair. I'm an adult witch and...
As long as you live under my roof, you do as I say. And I say you're not going out alone with a boy unless he makes his intentions for you clear.
Lily Evans huffed and turned away from her father's sitting form as he returned to his newspaper without the slightest concern about ruining his youngest daughter's love life. She ran her palm over her face in despair. It was all James Potter's fault. Stupid James Potter and his stupid smile that set her heart racing and his stupid kiss that she couldn't stop thinking about. None of this should be happening. They should have left their relationship back at Hogwarts where it belonged. One of slightly antagonistic classmates who bantered and teased and sometimes threw each other sparkling, mischievous looks that said, "I know something you don't." But he had caught her on platform 9 3/4, a gentle hand on her wrist, and an,
"Evans, wait."
And she had waited, stood in front of him with her traitorous heart thumping, as he had leaned in close to speak to her in a soft voice she had never heard him use before.
"I'd really like to see you over the summer," he had said. "Spend some time, just the two of us. Get to know each other, without anything else getting in the way. What do you think?"
Was it even a question? Her heart must have been spelling the answer out in Morse code by that point.
"I'd like that," she had replied. "Good," he had said,
and he had smiled that stupid, honey-sweet smile that was nothing like the one on his lips when he played jokes on people.
"Send me a letter when you can. I'll be waiting."
And then his fingers had found her cheek, and he had kissed her, a touch of his lips on hers so delicate she might have dreamed it. But she hadn't, because it had stayed there. There, as he smiled again and turned away. There, as she had ridden in the car on the way home. There, a week later, as she was begging her father to let her go out with James Potter for Merlin's sake. She hadn't counted on Victor Evans being so antiquated in his views about his daughter's dating. And while Lily was halfway certain that James Potter would not be opposed to showing up at her doorstep with a ring, if that was what it took to take her out on a date, it did seem like that would be rushing things a bit. Through the abyss of desperation, a last glimmer of hope shone in the form of a terrible idea.
"What if Petunia comes with us?"
Her father's eyebrows furrowed slightly, even though he didn't lift his gaze from his newspaper.
"If she agrees to join you, you can go."
The knock on the door found Petunia lying on her bed, one leg crossed over the other. In the middle of a novel she would have judged anyone else for reading. The 20 or so worn harlequins in her bookcase provided stark contrast to her otherwise primly and properly decorated bedroom. The white furniture, the light pink walls, the fresh flowers in the vases and potpourri in glass bowls, all the surfaces spotlessly clean and meticulously tidy. She put the book face down next to her, on the side of the bed that was further from the door, and sat up straight.
"Come in."
The door opened ajar, and her sister's freckled face peered through.
"Hey."
"Oh, it's you." She picked up the book again and pointedly returned to where she'd left off.
"What do you want?"
Lily's face twitched with apprehension before she spoke.
"A favor."
Petunia side-eyed her with a raised eyebrow.
"Why would I do you a favor?"
With a heavy sigh, Lily pushed the door fully open and took a couple of steps inside the room.
"Listen, Dad won't let me go out alone on a date with James, but he said he will if you come along."
Now Petunia looked straight at Lily.
"You expect me to come with you while you're getting mushy with some—"
"We won't be getting mushy," Lily interrupted, irritation in her voice.
"We're just getting to know each other. At best, there may be a kiss goodbye."
Petunia shook her head, and her gaze returned to her book.
"Still don't care about third wheeling for you."
"Not third wheeling," Lily offered.
"A double date. James will bring his best friend."
The book dropped on Petunia's lap, and her raised eyebrow hit the ceiling.
"You're peddling me to a wizard?"
"He's tall, handsome, and rich." That sounded too good to be true. Petunia didn't believe half a word of it.
"Forget it." "Please, Petunia," Lily whined.
Petunia crossed her arms over her chest and glared at Lily. The girl didn't seem to relent, instead bouncing impatiently on her feet and looking back at her sister with a pout she hadn't resorted to since she was 11.
"She must really like that bloke," Petunia thought.
She relaxed her shoulders and shifted slightly toward Lily's direction, her pale blue eyes fixed on her.
"On one condition."
"Yes?"
Lily sprang up, eager hope in her eyes. Petunia lifted a finger, as cold and intimidating as her voice.
"If I say we're leaving, we're leaving."
Lily nodded vigorously.
"I promise."
One of their father's rules was that the date should take place near the house, so Lily arranged with the boys to meet up at the ice cream parlor 2 blocks away.
"They should have come to pick us up," Petunia said with a huff. "That's what gentlemen do."
"I told them not to," Lily replied. "I didn't want Dad giving them the third degree."
They bickered back and forth until they reached the meeting place. The ice cream parlor was small, with a few wrought iron tables placed on the pavement outside, under a white tent with red stripes. Lily looked through the glass window of the shop and saw the boys weren't there yet.
"Of course they're late," Petunia commented. "Never mind that we're two girls waiting."
"They're coming all the way from Somerset, Petunia. They're entitled to a 5-minute delay."
Lily nodded towards the direction of the narrow alley surrounded by tall buildings.
"There they are."
2 young men were walking towards them. Petunia narrowed her eyes, scrutinizing them already. They were both tall and thin, with black hair, and seemed in the midst of an easy conversation, wide smiles on both their faces. She assumed the one on the right was Lily's love interest, the more handsome one, dressed in black, worn jeans and a white t-shirt, hair casually falling just above his shoulders, and wrists decorated by a slew of leather accessories. He seemed very much like the kind of deviant who'd strike her fancy. The other one was put together much more respectably. He was wearing gray slacks, a white button-up shirt, and glasses. His hair was all over the place, granted, but he had a sophisticated air about him. Lily had said he was rich, and he very much looked the part. Not that this would tempt Petunia into anything remotely romantic, but perhaps he would be equipped for decent conversation, and her afternoon wouldn't completely go to waste. They approached, and Lily's smile grew impossibly wide.
"Hi!"
They smiled back. Petunia noticed the long-haired bloke's gaze playing between her and Lily, whereas the bespectacled one stood so that he could look at both of them at once.
"Hey there."
"This is my sister Petunia," Lily said, with a gentle touch on Petunia's arm. "This is James," she gestured to the bespectacled boy. "And this is Sirius."
The long-haired one gave a lopsided smile and brought his hand up in greeting.
"He's James?"
Petunia asked, pointing to the bespectacled boy. Lily blinked, slightly taken aback.
"Yes.
He's your boyfriend."
Her face reddened. After a moment of hesitant spluttering, she opted for the answer that required the least explaining.
"Yes."
"Why?"
"I'm right here,"
James interjected, amusement mixed with annoyance in his tone.
"He's not your type," Petunia continued. "I thought you'd be more into him."
She pointed with her thumb at Sirius, without even turning towards his direction. He pressed his lips together, stifling a laugh.
"James!"
Lily cleared her throat, her color now a brilliant ruby.
"James is very much my type."
Petunia snorted in disbelief. James looked lost, almost hurt. Sirius, who understood Petunia's words were not a compliment towards him, was nevertheless not fazed in the slightest, his eyes twinkling with badly contained mirth.
"Let's go look at the ice cream flavors," he suggested, with a step towards Petunia,
and a gesture that came dangerously close to touching her. She eyed him warily, but still turned around and joined him inside. While behind them, James engaged Lily in loud, whiny whispering.
"Why does she think I'm not your type?"
Lily sighed.
"James!"
"What? I deserve to know."
"She just expected me to go for the punk-looking one, like the freak she thinks I am."
James blinked, unable to follow this train of thought.
"Don't listen to her. Come on," she said,
and grabbed him by the arm to usher him inside. Upon Petunia's insistence that she wasn't going to lick her ice cream off a cone like some kind of barbarian, they settled in one of the small round tables outside the shop, and ordered proper desserts.
So, Petunia addressed the two boys,
are you two...
She pressed her lips into a very thin line in a failed attempt to produce the dreaded word.
Like Lily?
Yeah, James replied with a hint of nervousness that was fully unlike him. He had been set on making a good impression on Lily's sister from the moment he had heard of Lily's idea, but his very existence was a disadvantage in this case. From his seat between his friend and Petunia, Sirius watched the looks they exchanged, slowly sucking on a large spoonful of his mocha-flavored ice cream.
"And what do your family say about that?"
James had never encountered this question in his life before, but he still answered coolly,
"Our families are magical all the way back."
Sirius extracted his spoon from his mouth and dipped it back in his glass bowl, his eyes deliberately fixed on it.
"Back to our great-great-16-times-great-grandparents."
Petunia snorted.
"No, really. They've kept count."
"Fat accomplishment to keep count of."
Sirius shrugged.
"I've always said that myself."
Petunia narrowed her eyes at him as she let a spoonful of her own vanilla ice cream melt in her mouth, wondering whether she was having all four legs of her chair pulled from under her.
"And what do you do?"
James asked her with polite interest.
"I just finished my course in office administration. I'll be starting work in autumn."
"Sounds good."
"What do your parents do?"
she asked, markedly more aggressive in her manner.
They're retired now. My father was a potioneer."
Petunia hummed in what could be considered approval, then turned to Sirius.
"And yours?"
Sirius snorted.
"Nothing. They're just rich."
Petunia eyed him in disbelief.
"So what, they sit around all day?"
"They schmooze with other rich people and high-ranking officials. My dad holds a paid position in the Wizarding Ethics and Conduct Committee, which is a fancy way of saying he gets a load of money for showing up to a meeting once a year and yelling about the state of our youth."
"Is that why you're like that?"
He cocked his head at her.
"I beg your pardon?"
"Rich, spoiled kid, trying to play it cool and independent by dressing like a thug and doing the exact opposite of what his parents would want him to."
To everyone's surprise, Sirius let out a laugh.
"I guess the sharp mind and tongue run in the family then, eh?"
He winked at Lily, who was sitting across from him, then addressed Petunia again with a sideways look at her and a smirk that had a hint of something wistful.
"Not exactly, but maybe more so than I'd like to admit."
James and Lily exchanged impressed looks. Sirius reached inside the front pocket of his jeans and retrieved a pack of cigarettes.
"Do you mind?"
he asked Petunia.
"Of course you smoke," she said with a huff.
"I won't if it bothers you."
She shook her head, an annoyed sigh escaping her.
"Whatever."
With deliberate movements, he took out a cigarette, then produced a red Bic lighter from the same pocket and lit it up. Petunia watched curiously despite her pronounced disapproval.
"A lighter?" she mocked. "How come you're not sparking it up with a spell or something?"
She was met with the same sideways look and matching smirk.
"Respect for present company."
"He loves Bics," James offered. "Has them in all colors."
Petunia rolled her eyes. Collecting Bics sounded very much like the inane, pointless pastime she would expect a wizard to have.
"Do you know Lily's friend, Severus?"
she changed the subject. James and Sirius reacted with matching puffs of derision at the name. Lily blushed in embarrassment.
"He's not my friend," she murmured.
"We wish we didn't,"
Sirius answered the question, loud and clear.
"I've always told her he's a dastardly freak of nature, but she wouldn't listen." "He's not my friend, all right?"
Lily spoke up, even though her cheeks were still as pink as her strawberry ice cream.
"You haven't been paying attention. I haven't spoken to him in over a year. And yeah, you were right about him. He's mean, prejudiced, and violent. Happy?"
Petunia turned her whole body towards Lily, shaking a finger.
"You should have listened to me from the first moment. That boy was no good for you. Made you into a little bitch who'd snoop through my stuff and make fun of me, and took advantage of you in who knows how many different ways. Petunia, stop! Called me jealous, but even the people of your own sort don't like him. Please!"
Lily said louder, visibly upset now. Even her eyes had gone red now, tears threatening to spill.
"This is not what we're here for. Do you mind? I don't want to talk about it." Petunia huffed and crossed her arms over her chest, turning away from Lily, which meant that her gaze landed on Sirius again, who watched the interaction between the two girls, taking long drags on his cigarette.
"I'm going to take a walk,"
Lily said, rising from her chair and slinging her handbag over her shoulder.
"Where are you going?"
Petunia looked up in alarm.
"To St. Catherine's Park."
"Dad said..."
"I don't care. Come along or don't."
Lily stormed off. James slid a large banknote under his plate and swiftly followed after her, his protective arm wrapping around her shoulders as he let her set the pace. Petunia watched them until they disappeared down the street, then palmed her eyes and heaved a sigh.
"Your sister doesn't like being wrong," Sirius spoke after a minute. "And she's been wrong about a lot of people."
Petunia opened her eyes and glanced sideways at him.
"You included?"
"Me and James, yes."
"You and James look like polar opposites."
"And yet, we're very much alike."
"I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing."
Sirius chuckled. His eyes involuntarily traveled toward the direction James and Lily had disappeared to.
"Good for me, bad for him."
Petunia found this assessment rather fitting with her impression of the two boys so far.
"Want to go find them?"
he asked her, putting out his cigarette inside his empty ice cream bowl for lack of an ashtray. Petunia almost gagged, but counted her blessings that at least he hadn't dropped it on the pavement.
"Yeah, we must," she said, sitting up straight with a deep breath and stretching her back. "I promised Dad I'd stay with them at all times."
Sirius rubbed his chin in a skeptical gesture. He had half a mind to reassure her regarding the actual stage of James and Lily's relationship, but decided not to.
"James is a gentleman," he only said.
He peered under James's plate to make sure he had left enough money for the four of them, then rose and waited for Petunia as she got ready to go. Lily trod the narrow streets of Cokeworth in a hasty, nervous step, silently thankful for James's arm around her as she sniffed back the tears she hadn't wanted Petunia to see. The route to the park was all too familiar, a beloved Sunday morning family tradition when she and Petunia were little. A walk to the park to feed the ducks swimming in the pond and chase each other around the bushes, then a stop for an ice cream cone on the way home. Petunia didn't think of ice cream cones as filthy and disgusting back then. It might have happened around the time she started to think of Lily as such, too. The alley opened to a wide street, the park gate right across from them. Lily's arm came up to James's back as she stopped for a moment to check left and right, despite the zebra crossing ahead of them, then led him to cross the street at a slower pace than before. They entered through the wide open gate and followed the dirt path, the ground beneath them sloping up and down in careless waves. They passed families walking, couples holding hands, children playing with balls, until the duck pond appeared a little further ahead, down the slope and to the right of the path. Lily strayed off in its direction, the ground soft below her sandals, the grass tickling her feet, and stopped a few steps from where the greenery was starting to thin out.
"Thank you for coming with me,"
she murmured, her eyes fixed on the water rippling near the bank of the pond.
"Of course,"
James said, with a slight squeeze at her arm. Lily Evans had never shown herself to be one for physical contact, but he'd always had an instinct for when people would welcome a comforting touch, and he already had a good track record risking a little more intimacy with her. He smiled at the memory and pressed a kiss on the top of her hair.
"I'm sorry," she said, leaning a little closer.
"What for?"
"Everything."
He heard the choke in her voice, so he knew it was not the moment to speak now. He looked onto the lake to keep her gaze company.
"You wanted to get to know each other without anything else getting in the way," she said after a few moments of silence.
"I'm sure learning a lot about you,"
he replied, injecting a dose of much-needed lightheartedness in his tone. It drew a wry smile from her lips.
"Even things you didn't need to."
"I want to know everything about you," he said earnestly. "And I'm not going to judge you."
He shifted to look at her, getting a view of her lovely profile as she still stared ahead.
"Do you know that?"
She pressed her lips together for a moment before replying,
"I didn't."
His hand came up to her hair, a gentle invitation for her head to rest against his shoulder.
Now you do.
He felt her body relax, shoulders slumping down, and tension in her arms releasing. But she was still taking deep breaths through her nose, the air coursing a bumpy road through her chest that echoed with a shudder against his body.
I'm tired of never being good enough for anyone, she spoke again, and there was bitterness in her voice. Too magic for Petunia, too muggle for Hogwarts. Half the people in my life telling me I should be trying harder, and the other half looking down on me for even bothering to make an effort.
James leaned slightly into her line of view.
Lily, look at me.
She looked up, her green eyes still clouded.
You are amazing, he said, his clear gaze breaking through the mist. You don't need to prove yourself to anyone. The people who deserve you will come to you and beg for your attention.
Her face brightened up, and one side of her mouth curved ever so slyly.
Is that so?
They'll fall down on their knees if they have to.
A small chuckle escaped her, her head momentarily lowered in flattered shyness. His hand reached up to her neck and slid across her jawline, and his fingers curled around her hair. She drew closer at this invitation, her attention decidedly on him and him only, and he leaned into her lips to express his gratitude for this honor. Petunia's low heels clacked against the pavement as she strode down the path Lily had followed earlier, her fingers clasping the strap of her handbag with such strength her manicured nails were digging inside her palm. Sirius walked next to her, his long legs easily keeping up with her pace, and his relaxed attitude a necessary counterbalance to her attention.
So, Petunia, he started,
hoping to provide a distraction. She turned to look at him without slowing her pace.
What?
I like the flower theme you've got going on. My family does stars and constellations.
Petunia mentally corrected the spelling of Sirius in her head. The name made marginally more sense now. All the way back to your 16 times great-grandparents? Sirius raised an impressed eyebrow.
You have been paying attention, he said,
a wolfish grin running his lips for a moment.
Maybe not that far back, but I'm the 3rd Sirius in my family. I've got relatives named Orion, Arcturus, Regulus.
Weird names, Petunia commented.
I like mine best.
It's not any better.
I like the meaning.
Petunia's eyebrows furrowed inadvertently. She didn't know enough Latin. Latin, probably? To offer an opinion on that, and she wasn't going to ask for clarifications. She entered St. Catherine's Park, closely followed by Sirius, whose eyes immediately started darting to all directions in search of James and Lily.
This way, Petunia nodded ahead at the first fork they happened upon. She must have gone to the pond.
A bit down the path, the pond came into sight. James and Lily standing not far from its bank and kissing.
Oh, that—
No,
Sirius said quickly, grabbing Petunia's wrist. She turned slowly to him, teeth clenched.
Don't touch me.
Leave them alone.
You do not get to tell me—
They're having their first kiss,
Sirius said, his calm expression a stark contrast to Petunia's rising fury.
Respect that.
Petunia stomped a foot down.
I won't have my sister getting snogged in public like some sort of—
Don't talk that way about your sister.
Sirius's grip on Petunia's arm tightened, and his voice lost some of its composure.
She's a brilliant girl, and she's always been proper. Let her live.
Petunia shook her arm. It did nothing to loosen Sirius's hold on her.
You don't get to talk to me about my sister.
I do, actually. It's obvious you know nothing about her.
His gaze flew to the couple behind Petunia, and his eyebrows flared.
Look, they've stopped. You can untwist your knickers now.
Petunia huffed, and this time she got her arm free with a violent move. She turned around to see Lily still leaning in too close to James, her hands on his chest as he cradled her face.
This is not what we agreed on,
Petunia stated, shaking a finger in their general direction.
Rules are made to be broken.
An indignant, choked shriek escaped her.
And I'm supposed to trust my sister with people who think that!
Your sister will be fine,
Sirius said, firmly as he could, through his heightening irritation.
I'm going to get her, and we're going home.
No, no, no.
He grabbed her wrist again as she made to stalk towards them. "You'll go home later. Nothing's going to happen to her in front of all these people."
Petunia glared at the couple, her free hand motioning violently towards them.
"There they go again. I thought you said your friend was a gentleman."
"He looks mighty gentle to me," Sirius said in an amused tone.
Petunia didn't find this the tiniest bit entertaining. She felt like crossing her arms over her chest, but Sirius was still holding her hand in a vice grip that his thin, almost delicate hand hadn't really seemed capable of.
"If any word of this gets to our dad—"
"It won't if you don't say anything," Sirius pointed out. "No one even cares."
He nodded towards the direction of the path, passing close to James and Lily. People were strolling leisurely along, their eyes much more frequently drawn to the trees dotting the landscape than to the kissing couple. It did little to comfort Petunia.
"Leave them alone for a bit. Let's go get some ice cream."
"We literally just had ice cream."
"Didn't do much for your sweet disposition."
Petunia dropped her shoulders and scowled at Sirius. He only responded with a raised eyebrow and a pointed smirk, facing her steadily in clear challenge. She stared back, unwilling to verbally admit defeat. Yet a moment later, Sirius turned around, pulling her with him as he resolutely headed towards the gate, and she let herself go along, albeit rolling her eyes and dragging her feet all the way. His lips were as soft as she remembered, and they caressed hers with such care, pressure slightly increasing with every kiss she gave back, though his grip on the back of her neck and the way his other hand slid on her waist spoke of much more desire than his touch on her lips let on. He broke the kiss before it deepened, and he opened his eyes to meet hers, bright hazel complimenting pupils dark with want. And that sweet, sweet smile again, radiant with joy as it hovered barely an inch from hers.
"James," Lily breathed, because she didn't know what else to say. She didn't know what she was feeling or thinking. She only knew it was him.
His hands came up to cup her face, his thumbs resting on each corner of her mouth, and she realized that she was smiling too.
"What kind of idiot wouldn't give their everything to see you smile?"
She tilted her head and let out a small, shy laugh, the mirth sparkling in her eyes too great to voice properly. His fingers slipped slowly across her jaw, tips finding the side of her neck, while hers found purchase on his chest, and their lips met again in a shorter, tender kiss that still had the power to set both their hearts aflutter and bring matching grins on their faces upon its end.
"So, I hear I'm your boyfriend now," he asked, a confident edge in his smile now,
that sideways tilt that made his cheek dimple and his charm multiply.
"I mean..."
Her hand came up to twirl around a strand of red hair that was falling over James's hand. Her finger brushed against his palm, and he took her hand.
"My sister certainly thinks so."
"I wonder whatever gave her that idea."
Lily bit her lip, looking at him through fluttering eyelashes.
"Probably my being so desperate to go out with you, I agreed to have her tag along."
His grin widened, a moment of smugness that sparked bright and flickered away when he leaned in to kiss her again, softer at first, then with more purpose as he felt her willing. His free hand weaved through her hair and pulled her in deep, while his other relaxed its grip on her hand to first find the line of her jaw, then trace an inconspicuous path down her body until it was down at the small of her back and pressing her just close enough. Lily slipped her hands up and wrapped her arms around his neck, reveling in the richness of his full lips tasting hers, a sensation so new and wonderful and right. It ended only minutes later, leaving both of them breathless despite the cool breeze wafting about, mussing up their hair and ruffling Lily's skirt around her knees. The woody smell of cypress battled against James's musky scent in her nostrils. Reality started to fall into place around her again, and she eyed her surroundings warily, green eyes spying for danger.
"Petunia's going to kill me!"
James shrugged, his eyes twinkling with light amusement.
"She knows where you are. She can come pick you up if she wants."
"I left her alone with Sirius!"
He chuckled. Truly, lesser men would have struggled with this predicament, but Petunia Evans seemed to possess enough resilience to pull it off.
"She'll live."
Mercifully for her, the only peril to Petunia's well-being while in Sirius's presence was a vaguely increased chance of developing diabetes. He had led the two of them all the way back to the park entrance. An ice cream van was parked right outside, and a couple of minutes later, he was shoving a soft-serve ice cream cone into her hands. At least it was vanilla. They returned to the park, where they took a more quiet path off the main walking area, and were now sitting on a bench. Namely, he was sitting on the bench, legs spread open and his elbow resting on his knee as he licked his own chocolate ice cream, while she was standing a couple feet away, making a valiant effort to consume the blasted concoction with dignity. Her fingers were already sticky with runny cream, and she held the cone as far away from her clothes as possible, craning her long neck over her arm to reach for a taste.
"So, never been snogged, then?"
Petunia let out an affronted gasp and turned to Sirius, ice cream firmly held away from her body. "Just because I happen to think that a public park full of small children and families is not an appropriate place for snogging—" Sirius stared at her, his raised eyebrow now markedly unimpressed and decidedly disbelieving. "No," she admitted, her voice lowering. "You?" He shrugged.
"Snogged a couple of girls. None I'd care to snog again."
Petunia wrinkled her nose as she took a lick off her ice cream. "Is that how you treat girls in that school of yours? You're really not helping your friend's case."
"James is different."
Petunia waited a beat. When he didn't elaborate, she fixed her gaze on him until he looked up at her, his expression unexpectedly earnest.
"He really likes your sister."
She rolled her eyes. "Really liking my sister never made anyone a better person," she disparaged.
"Obviously,"
Sirius conceded, with an eye roll of his own.
"If you're going off of Snape."
"Exactly!" It was the nearest thing to common ground she could ever imagine having with someone like him. Slightly less apprehensive now, and weary of standing in front of the bench like an idiot, she walked over to it and sat down, at a fair distance from Sirius. She'd eaten almost all the ice cream by now, only the cone remained, and she bit into it warily, leaning sideways as far away from her skirt as possible.
"Not a very pleasant situation, is it?"
Sirius asked offhandedly, staring into a distance that wasn't there, because a tall hedge was blocking his view.
"Watching your little sister go off with questionable people, no one doing anything about it. Everyone looking at you like you're the weird one."
Petunia narrowed her eyes at him.
"What has Lily told you about me?"
He looked back at her, a pleased gleam in his eyes, a knowing smirk.
"Me? Nothing. We're not friends."
"I thought you knew her well."
It was an accusation.
"That doesn't mean we're friends."
He turned to stare ahead again, bringing the cone close to his mouth and absent-mindedly chewing off large chunks. Petunia continued to scrutinize him, with a deeply piercing look that went straight past his good looks in favor of his much more fascinating, albeit grating, crypticness. Finally, when he was halfway through with the cone, he shoved the remainder of it into his mouth. Petunia grimaced at him and made a point of finishing her own in a show of elegance, while he pulled his wand from his back pocket and cleaned his hands with some spell or other.
"May I?"
he offered, with a pleasant gesture towards her.
"You must be joking."
He shook his head in understanding and proceeded to conjure a large red handkerchief. He folded it twice and dabbed at it with his wand, murmuring an incantation that made water drip off its tip, then held out his creation to Petunia. To everyone's surprise, including her own, Petunia accepted it and wiped her sticky hands with the damp piece of cloth.
"Lily never does that," she mumbled.
"What?"
"Useful magic. All she does is turn teacups into rats and make the legs of my chair dance when I'm not looking."
Sirius doubled over, a growl of laughter springing from the depths of his throat and coming out his nose.
"You think that's funny?" she snapped, voice pitching high.
"I think she and James will make a splendid couple."
Petunia snorted.
"Peas in a pod."
She slapped her fist on her knee, handkerchief still held between her fingers. Then her gaze fell on it as she pondered what to do with it. Sirius caught her awkward stare and pointed his wand at it. It disappeared, leaving her to grasp helplessly at thin air for a moment, even though she'd seen it appear just as magically. She directed her inquisitive stare at him, but he barely acknowledged her with a light shrug of welcome before stuffing his wand back into his pocket, even though it didn't look like it should fit. Petunia followed his movement with her eyes, puzzled as to how such a long, stiff-looking thing could fit somewhere so tight. Magic, probably. "You're not here to snog me," she said. He looked back at her.
"Pardon?"
Lily tried to sell this as a double date. The tiniest, tiniest smirk on the corner of his mouth.
"Are you here for a double date?"
She let out a derisive huff.
"Please."
"Why are you here?"
"Because," she started self-importantly, only to pause upon realizing she didn't have a handy answer. Sirius's smirk widened, egging her on. "Because if I didn't come, she'd pull some stupid stunt like sneak out her window at night or whatever. She can't be trusted to behave. At least now I know where she is and what she's doing." She ended her tirade with a snort, crossing her arms over her chest. What Lily was doing now was still nowhere close to behaving, as far as Petunia was concerned. He nodded, more to himself than at her, then reached for his pack of cigarettes. He took one out and twirled it between his fingers instead of lighting it up, seemingly lost in thought.
"Do you know that there's a war going on?"
he asked eventually. Petunia's brow furrowed.
"What kind of war?"
"The real kind, with battles and casualties waged against people like your sister, who have the misfortune to have no magical background other than what they were born with."
His voice was even, colorless, despite the atrocities he was talking about. A chill ran down Petunia's spine.
"Why are you telling me this? Lily's never said anything about it."
"So you didn't know?"
"No."
She scooted further away from him, head suddenly dizzy, but eyes steady on him.
"Why would I know? Why would I care?"
"You don't care about your sister being in danger?"
"No."
She sprang up from the bench and took a few steps away, still facing his way, her voice rising too.
"It was her who decided to leave everything behind and go to that awful school of yours. It was her who decided our world was not good enough for her, and she'd rather make potions and have owls flying in and out of a window all day. And now you're telling me that your lot wants her dead, and what is she doing about that? Getting snogged? If that's the life she wants, what am I supposed to do about it?"
She took a deep breath and brought her hand up to her face to straighten some strands of hair that had strayed out of place. Sirius's eyes held a troubled expression. He was looking at her, but his attention was only halfway there, she could tell. He returned to his cigarette, tapped it against the top of the pack a few times, then put it in his mouth and reached for his lighter. Petunia now watched him with her hands planted on her hips, one foot tapping on the gravelly floor, and an impatient expression that did little to kick him into gear. The red Bic came out. Its flame touched the tip of the cigarette. Sirius took a long drag and blew out his smoke before replying.
"It's not all fun and games, being a wizard. Not for anyone, but least of all for your sister. She needs the support of the people who love her."
"What kind of support?"
Petunia asked, more challenging than interested.
"Letting her get snogged every once in a while is a fine start."
Petunia snorted in derision. Sirius seemed amused, though whether by her reaction or his own joke, it was anybody's guess.
"James is a good kid," he continued, more solemnly. "He'll take care of your sister. Not just because he loves her, but because that's who he is."
"He loves her?"
Petunia repeated, a disbelieving frown at the thought that the 17-year-old swatty boy with the crazy hair might harbor such deep feelings for her sister. Sirius hummed a sing-song affirmation.
"She doesn't know it yet, but she will. Soon."
Petunia shook her head noncommittally and sat back on the bench, eyes falling to the toe boxes of her shoes. It wasn't her concern who Lily chose to date, anyway. She'd never listened to anyone about anything, least of all to Petunia. If she wanted to waste her life with some wizard from that terrible school, whose greatest redeeming qualities were that he disliked Severus Snape and had a smoking punk vouching for him, she could go right ahead.
"Oh, there you are!"
Petunia looked up at Lily's cheery voice, to find her hand in hand with James, cheeks jovially flushed, bright eyes and wide smile directed at her. It was as though nothing had happened between them at the ice cream shop. Or ever.
"We can start heading home," James spoke. "You've been out a while. Your parents might worry."
Kind of you to notice, Petunia said, a sharp bite to her tone that made Lily frown. She rose from the bench and straightened her bag over her shoulder. You don't need to walk us home, she continued, more politely.
We'll at least join you to the ice cream shop, James said. We'll be leaving from there anyway.
He turned to Sirius, who was smoking the last of his cigarette, unbothered with the commotion.
You good?
Yup.
He chucked the cigarette butt on the ground and stepped on it. At Petunia's gasp, unmistakable sign of an imminent tirade, he pulled out his wand and vanished it before getting up. They headed back the way they'd come, Lily and James walking ahead, squeezing hands and leaning into each other's shoulder, while Petunia followed closely behind with Sirius next to her and poked her sister's back in regular intervals to urge her into pace. Finally, they stopped at the corner where the street of the ice cream shop met the alley the boys had appeared from.
How are you going home?
Lily asked, her eyes decidedly on James and her body coquettishly rocking inches away from his.
Same as we came. Broomstick and invisibility cloak. We've hidden them in the alley.
Invis...
She stilled, her eyes widened and her mouth fell open for a moment before she lit up with indignation.
Damn you, Potter!
She swatted at his arm. He was all but laughing at her reaction.
I knew you had some secret trick!
Now that you're my girlfriend, you can know, he said, with a self-pleased smirk, and pulled her close with a hand on her waist.
She didn't resist, only putting on a little pout as she let herself be held. Sirius threw James a curious look, which he reciprocated with a hint of a nod that, apparently, was enough communication between them.
When will I see you again?
Lily asked, her voice impossibly saccharine. James looked at Petunia in deference.
We'll ask Dad,
Petunia said, as dignified as her sister was cutesy. Lily nodded and detached herself from James to take her place next to Petunia.
Thank you for coming all the way here,
she said to both boys, now with more solemnity.
We'll talk, all right?
Absolutely,
James agreed.
Nice meeting you,
Sirius said to Petunia, without extending a hand. Petunia wasn't sure she would have shaken it if he had. She greeted back with a polite nod and a hum of vague concordance. With a few last pleasantries, the boys turned around and headed to the alley, while Lily and Petunia took the way home.
How did you like them?
Lily asked with an eager smile.
You did not expect me to like them, did you? Come on, Petunia. They were perfectly nice and polite.
Petunia rolled her eyes. I suppose James seems like a decent enough fellow for you.
And what about Sirius?
Petunia fixed her sister with a glare. The red-headed girl was fighting a guilty smile.
What did he tell you?
She asked, with a mischievous half-look at Petunia.
What could he have possibly told me that would be of importance?
Petunia asked the heavens, spreading her arms theatrically.
I mean, did you have a good time together?
Lily tried again, more soberly now. Petunia wrinkled her nose and let out a small huff.
It was tolerable.
They didn't talk much more until they got home. Petunia opened the door with her key, and Lily squeezed through between her sister and the doorframe in a haste.
I'm going to write a letter,
she chirped, rushing forward with big strides to hop up the stairs to her bedroom. Apparently, somewhere in range of those stupid owls, there was a best friend who had to hear all about Lily's date with James right now. Petunia shook her head in some sort of resignation and closed the door.
Petunia,
came her father's voice from the kitchen.
Yes, Dad.
Come here.
She hung her handbag on the rack next to the door and made her way to the kitchen, where her father was sitting at the table with a newspaper spread open in front of him and a cup of hot tea next to it. He sat back comfortably and tapped his hands on the table when he saw her.
What was that boy like?
Petunia took a moment to consider her answer.
He seemed decent, she said fairly. Presentable, good manners, a good family.
And Lily?
Her lips momentarily pressed together before returning to a neutral expression.
She likes him very much.
He shook his head dismally and crossed his arms over his stomach.
Of course she does. She's young and naive. But boys his age are usually trouble.
Petunia nodded in agreement. She knew exactly the kind of boys her father had in mind. The ones who went about in torn jeans, smoking in parks, and snogging one girl after the other.
This one's different, she said, nevertheless. Lily will be fine.
Her father narrowed his pale blue, heavy-lidded eyes at her.
You think so?
Petunia thought of Lily's wide, cheery smile and sparkling eyes as she looked at James. She thought of James following after an upset Lily and taking her in his embrace. She thought of them tangled together in kisses, oblivious to the world, uncaring about a war that could tear them apart in the cruelest, most tragic of ways.
James is a good kid. He'll take care of your sister.
I'm sure of it.